morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 17th. You'll be interested to know, 52 years ago, today in 1973, President Richard Nixon delivered a forceful public statement declaring, "I'm not a crook," while defending his conduct amid intense political scrutiny and legal questioning. That moment crystallized a leader's resolve to assert accountability and shaped public discourse on trust in government, prompting new expectations for transparency and ethical reform. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet from the south-southwest ground swell. Conditions will shift to fair by mid-morning, then become choppy as the winds pick up to sideshore around 5 to 12 miles per hour through the afternoon. Expect the swell to hold steady at 2 feet all day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off fair with waves around 2 to 3 feet and light winds on Tuesday. Wednesday sees cleaner conditions with consistent 2 to 3+ foot surf, making it the best day of the period. By Thursday, the surf drops to 1 to 2 feet with choppy conditions and stronger winds, leading to less favorable surf overall. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 61 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:26. It looks like we're in for some rain showers today, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 63, with a light southeast breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour, so keep the umbrella handy. Tonight, expect more rain showers, mostly cloudy conditions, a low around 55, and a brisk west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Looking ahead in the weather, rain showers are likely Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 58, with a west wind near 5 to 10 miles per hour and rainfall amounts between 1/4 and 1/2 inch possible. A lingering chance of showers continues Tuesday night with a low near 52. Then Wednesday turns sunny with temperatures climbing to near 59 before scattered chances of rain return Thursday and linger into Friday, with highs around 60 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Caltrans will close a portion of Highway 78 overnight from Tuesday, November 18th through Sunday, November 23rd for bridge demolition near Mar Vista Drive. This closure will take place between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. as part of ongoing improvements to a 17.7-mile stretch of Highway 78, funded by the $126 million Caltrans SR-78 Asset Management Project. Drivers can expect detours with signs posted and flaggers directing traffic onto the eastbound on-ramp. Both westbound and eastbound lanes will be closed on various days, and residents should anticipate increased traffic and construction noise. For real-time updates, visit quickmap.ca.gov. Now on to sports. The Eagles sealed a victory with help of a late pass interference call. Rakiasen was in shock after being called for pass interference late in the fourth quarter, giving the Eagles a first down to seal the game. Jalen Hurts scored the only touchdown in an otherwise weak effort from the Philadelphia Eagles offense, leading them to a 16-9 win over the Detroit Lions. The Eagles are the only team in the NFC East with more than three wins, putting them in contention for the top seed in the conference. The Lions failed to convert on five fourth down attempts. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers are feeling disappointed following their Week 11 loss against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are heading home with bags over their heads after a 35-6 loss inside Everbank Stadium. The Chargers struggled to find a rhythm on offense, while the Jags took full advantage, running for 192 yards and scoring four touchdowns on the ground. Although quarterback Justin Herbert returned after an injury, the team faces challenges in the playoff picture in the American Football Conference. They will return to the field in Week 13 against the Las Vegas Raiders, with kickoff scheduled for 1:25. In top news, it is time to retire the loofah. While using one can feel satisfying, it might be doing more harm than good. Facial plastic surgeon Lara Duggan stated that loofahs trap dead skin cells, water, and bacteria. This creates a perfect environment for microbes, increasing the risk of breakouts and skin inflammation. Dermatologist Toral Vaidya warned that overexfoliation can strip the skin of its natural oils. For best results, use your hands or a soft washcloth. In business news, the Federal Reserve will release its October meeting minutes on Wednesday, as chances of a December quarter point rate cut have declined. This week, companies in the spotlight include Klarna, Medtronic, and TJX. Stocks jumped this past Monday on hopes the U.S. government shutdown would end, then lost most gains by Thursday when the government officially reopened. Equities suffered from hawkish comments, as several Federal Open Market Committee members indicated a rate cut would be unnecessary. Traders now price in a 43% chance for a quarter-point rate cut by year-end, down from 66% a week ago. Retailers including Home Depot and Walmart will announce earnings this week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to $95,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $3,200. And XRP is down 2% to $2.25. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have discovered a way to reverse kidney damage, leading experts to claim we are in a golden age for treating chronic kidney disease. Nicholas Palacios received devastating news on his daughter's first birthday in July 2020 when he learned he was facing stage 4 kidney disease. After medications halted his decline, he participated in a clinical trial for terzpatide, a GLP-1 receptor agonist. His kidney function improved significantly, allowing him to live without dialysis or a transplant. Palacios' transformation reflects a broader trend, with new treatments showing promise for chronic kidney disease. Researchers now envision a potential cure for kidney disease, marking a significant shift in treatment options. And in entertainment news, The film Now You See Me, Now You Don't swiped the top spot on global box office charts with over $75 million. It also took first place in the domestic marketplace, earning $54.2 million from 64 territories. Released nearly a decade after its predecessor, the film performed well internationally, particularly in China, South Korea, France, and the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Infinity Castle, opened in China with $52.4 million, bringing its total to nearly $730 million. Paramount's The Running Man collapsed at the box office, earning $17 million domestically and $11 million internationally, significantly below its $110 million budget. Warner Brothers, one battle after another, crossed the $200 million mark globally, but its production and marketing costs put it deeply in the hole. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Walter Lippmann. And he said, "The final test of a leader is that he leaves behind him in other men the conviction and the will to carry on." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.